Hi, everybody. Well, today is the 30th of January, February, March, 2016. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And let's start off with here, clearing the date. So here we go, releasing the date energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good. And do that one again. And we'll do it for the word March. M-A-R-C-H, so releasing that energy, and the 30th in the 2016, so releasing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that's great. And let's do energy that you're dealing with that you may not like. So here we go. Could be anything coming your way, a situation, a pain, so releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's now energize the light beams. So here we go. Light beams on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That looks great. Okay, we'll turn it over to Michelle. So, Michelle, are you out there tonight?
Yes, I'm here, Ron, and hello, everybody out there in the entire world. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Show. We have tons of emails, so thank you to everybody who wrote an email in. That's very helpful. We have a lot to talk about. A lot of testimonials and then a lot of questions. And it looks like the new month of conference calls is up on the website. So those are all listed, the Saturday call and then the 3 Sunday intensive calls. And I believe this weekend coming up on Saturday, we are going to be doing a shackle call from 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time going until 12:30. Is that still correct, Ron?
Yeah, we can do it this weekend. That's great. And that way, if I need to run over a little bit, we can do that also, because last time we ran over a half an hour from what we had posted. So, yeah, so this Saturday will be the shackle call, so everybody can get ready. And the way that works, just send me a donation. It's $30, and just go online and do that, and then send over the information from PayPal that they gave you. And then from there, put in the subject box, shackle call, and that would be, I believe, April 2nd. And then I'll send you over the information for the phone number and the PIN number to log into that. So it's very, very simple, and I'll be sending over stuff on Friday. And I also will check before, you know, the call on Saturday. But that way we can get them all together, and hopefully we'll have a wonderful time here with this. We're getting rid of shackles that's on you. They're energetic. And like the pin call, you know, I guess really you don't know what you don't know. And all of a sudden you start feeling better, or something leaves your body, and you go, wow, that's had this for my whole life, and it's gone. So it's quite interesting. And I've done this the shackle clearing off and on for about a year. I only did maybe 4 people so far, and they all had just wonderful raves about how they felt. So now we'll be doing it for everyone else. So I'll turn it over to you, Michelle. What do we have first on emails?
Well, we have a really nice testimonial basically from somebody that lives in the L.A. area. So let me just get to that real quick. It says, I live in the L.A. area and was on a hike last Monday, which was just 2 days ago. The hike has a view of the entire San Fernando Valley. Typically, the valley looks like pretty dead, covered with city sprawl all the way out to the mountains. One moment, please. Sorry about that. I'm back. Okay. Last night, it looked like an entirely different place. Lush trees stretching out to rolling green hills and vibrant mountains. The air was fresh and alive. The whole environment felt peaceful and full of energy. I do believe I was glimpsing the true earth appearing from beyond the hologram. It looked and felt so different, it was almost hard to believe. This confirmed how important it is to stay current with the clearings, because as things change, I need to be in the moment to be able to change with them. If I am stuck in my mind, programs, and perceptions of the past, I could miss it. So that's good. So do you have anything to say about that, Ron? Do you think they were seeing something that only they were seeing, or is it just looking better down there?
I'd say they're probably getting a glimpse of what's happening. Very, very good. Yeah, you want to be in the present moment to capture and to sense what the real Earth is going to be like or is like. Otherwise, you're on timelines. So are you here or are you somewhere else? And, you know, as we sort of talk about this to help people to get into the present moment, you start realizing that your whole life has been out on timelines. And that's why you probably feel time changing in your life, maybe going slower or faster. That could be one example or explanation of why that happens. Why maybe you don't make connections with people if you're on a different timeline. And just why weird things happen. So back to you.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering which clearing was being done, because I know there's like the free one, the satellite timeline crash and the Earth protection timeline crash, which are all free on the website. Those would probably be very helpful. So,
It's interesting. I'll talk about this here. At the expo in New York, it was Friday. We're setting up, and people are saying, "Oh boy, it's going to be snowing possibly tomorrow," which is Saturday. And they also talked about Sunday. So the information for the 2 days would be typically 2 inches of snow, maybe 2 to 4, and then possibly it was like 6 to 12 inches on Sunday. And it was that's what they were, talking about. And so as soon as I heard that, I naturally put on the gray sky clearing. And we didn't have really any snow. We got it in the evening, maybe after 11 o'clock, but it wasn't, that big of a deal, because it was just hitting the roads and not sticking. But that's kind of what happened. So if you take the largest amount, they're claiming a foot. So they had to get that information from somewhere. But the least amount on Sunday would have been 6 inches. So all we had was like nothing. And it was actually a nice day. So for the new people listening, get on there and do the gray sky clearing when you hear somebody talking about weather. And then also do the other one, which is the, the Earth to Balance one. Those are both good to run if you're having a situation going on. So if it's a natural occurrence, then the gray skies really aren't going to do anything typically because the Earth is not going to harm itself. But if it is something from the beyond or man-made, stuff going on that's trying to harm you and the Earth, then the gray skies and that Earth protection clearing can both can help you. So back to you.
Oh, yeah, those ones are wonderful. We have been expecting snow in the area where I live as well, too, and it was this whole deal about how we were going to get so much snow, and we really got nothing. We just got some beautiful ground cover. But everything that hit the roads just melted immediately. So that was great. And I was running the clearings for several days, the environmental imbalance and also the gray skies. So same thing, not too much devastating, but some pretty snow came down, but nothing tragic. So that was really great. Okay, great. So we have a request here, Ron. It says, I'm trying to heal what is blocking me in the center of my heart. They feel that they could really use some help with something that's going on in their heart. Could we do a healing for that?
Yeah, I can do that. It feels like it's, everything is like stuck energy, but this feels more like heartache. I have a different way of coming through, but it actually, to me, feels like a heartache clearing. So, and it could be masked by something else. Looking like something else. But here we go. We'll take out some tart knots, as I do off and on. So here we go. I'll get rid of 5 of these. I'm yawning, so it must be pretty heavy. Here we go. First knot being released here. So heart knot is like blocked energy, normally caused by maybe extreme sadness. Here we go. Here, that one's out. And next one here. Out, and number 3. Wow. Okay, number 4. And number 5. There we go. Okay. Back to you.
Oh, that is so great. And I also know that you do have a whole life healing for heartache. So if that helped you, you might want to consider getting that particular one. And there is also one just called Infinite Sadness. So if you find yourself being sad, or you have throughout your life, and sometimes you know, people can feel that a heavy pain around their heart area, so maybe that's why it's settling there, and hopefully one of those two things could help on a regular basis. So thank you very much, Ron. That was great. Okay, so somebody has a tip. I am not quite sure what it means, but it is about the 12 source energy. It says, just passing this on, you still can get the CTR 12 source energy, which was the old radio station that you did a lot of shows on, Ron, and it's still in the archives on the website. It says, I click under the icon for CTR on Ron's page, and right under the word archives, it will take you to them normally, not the MP3 way. So I know a while ago I went on those, and there's a lot of great information on those shows. So I invite people to check that out. And I think they can just play the shows, and they'll just keep on playing and running until you turn them off, basically. So those are really fun to listen to. Okay. And I wanted to say something about the shackle call. You were speaking before, Ron, and then I thought of something else. But it is really, really great because it hasn't basically, from so many people, which means all of us living now, having been reincarnated probably more than once, isn't it highly possible that at some lifetime or whatever, we may have been some sort of slave in some capacity, at least in one life, and would the shackle call release us from that?
Yeah, whatever is there, we'll try to get out. You don't know how the stuff is recycling. So I guess that's kind of what I can say, because you don't know when it came in, when it got activated. So, you know, that the shackle clearing will help. And you don't even know how you're being affected by it. So I guess the main thing is just get on the call and see what happens. But, yeah, you know, it's dealing with typical past life stuff. And actually, past life, as you're aware of, could be 2 minutes ago. So but most of your stuff is in your DNA, and that gets recycled. So back to you.
Yeah, because really, it could be 2 minutes ago. Most of us have to have a job to make money. Even if we're making a lot of money and we have a high standard of living, we still are essentially some form of slavery, financial slavery or whatever. And many of us work for various corporations. And it's great to have a job and it's great to have money coming in for sure. But if it's taking like your life force energy, then this call might be helpful. And the great thing about this call is that it is the first time Ron's ever done it, and it's not any other type of healing that you can get on the website. So this is a very special call, so I highly recommend people joining it. And if you do, how you're going to do it is by sending Ron a $30 donation and then sending him the email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. That will give Ron the receipt, and then he will send you back the codes. And we are also currently still making a really large list of slavery-type words or alien keywords so that you can put those in the free alien keyword list. I just copy and pasted whole sections of them at a time. Is that recommended, Ron, to clear those words before the call?
Yeah, I would just get on it, and the more that you can do, the more you might have more benefit. You know, it's going to make you feel better because you're going deep before the clearing. And if something got cleared away, then we can go deeper with another energy that's maybe more hidden. So that's what I would suggest, you know, take advantage of what we're giving you. So back to you.
Okay, great. And I know that list has been sent out to a lot of people, but if you still want the list or you want to add to it, you can send back the list with your additions. And we can you can request at clsquestions@yahoo.com that we send you the original list so you can get started on those. And so what you're going to do with those words, again, is to put them in the free alien keyword clearing on Ron's website and do that hopefully before the call. And, okay, so somebody wants to know about the call. They wanted to verify, is it okay to pay for someone else to be absentee on the, oh, this is actually for the entity call. And they're wondering, can I make requests for that person or write them down and place it in front of the light being? So that's for the entity call. Can we do that for other people, Ron?
Yes, I don't see any problem with that whatsoever. In fact, that's the best thing you can do for somebody is to do entities, especially if they have any addictions of anything going on. So, and what I will say, if somebody has addictions, like maybe smoking or drinking or whatever they have, one entity clearing is not going to help them. You're going to probably want to do entity clearings maybe 3 times a day on somebody if they are addicted and keep doing those for maybe a month to see what happens. Because once you clear out the entities, they're gone, but the mind energy is so strong that the entities may come in and start using the mind over again. And all of a sudden, voila, there you are. You know, you're back to the addiction. So you want to keep doing the addiction clearing, you know, or entity clearing, I should say, for addiction. So back to you.
So this has always interested me because I can't really see them, but I have seen this happen to people around. Like, let's say somebody is, they drink a lot, and that's just their mode of whatever they do. And let's say they attract a bunch of entities. So a bunch of entities go on their body. And then they say, oh, I'm going to do the entity clearing. And then it releases whatever's there. But they still continue drinking, so then they get more. Are you, every time you do an entity release, or let's say you did the call or you bought the clearing, would it release 100% of the entities that are in that person? And then the next time it's releasing more that have entered them? Or does it just take out maybe 50% at a time?
Normally it takes what's in the body if you keep going with it. So I would say that if you somebody has a problem, you may want to run it, you know, continuously for maybe 2 to 3 hours at a whack and see what happens, see how they're behaving. And then, you know, start over again, you know, maybe in a few hours and do it again. So that's kind of the best thing that I could say. You have to keep on it. Just doing it one time, you know, is not going to help you basically that much. So you want to get rid of them out of you, and they keep coming in. So you have to keep doing the entity clearing. So back to you.
Yes, so I was gathered from the way you explain it that it's like if that's your thought processes, or if those are your habits, or if you're emanating a certain pain, then the entities are just going to keep coming. You have to keep clearing them out until it is completely gone.
Yes.
Okay. I know, especially if there's some pain, you've said if you have pain, you have entities in your body, so then you just write down, you know, your body part and leave it running for, you know, so many minutes, like several hours, actually. And it works great for me. I know I've done it, you know, so many times that I'll just write a body part that's hurting and I'll let it run for several hours and then it'll just be gone. I won't even think about it anymore. It'll just be gone. So that's wonderful.
Yep, very good.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so somebody just wanted to clarify what time the Shackle release call starts on Saturday. I believe it is 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that would be 12 Central Time, and I believe that is 1 o'clock, like New York time. Is that correct?
Yep, that sounds good. Yes, Sal.
Okay, great. And people are requesting the list of words. Okay. Oh, we have a testimony about the heartache clearing. It says, thank you so much, Ron. Immediately after you said heartache, I felt a release and began laughing really nicely. They said they still feel a little bit of pain in their chest, but they are definitely going to get the healing now, so they might need to let it run for a while. So wonderful. And let's see here. Okay. Another question about the shackle call. It says, what are the prior clearings that is needed before going on the shackle clearing call? Do you suggest any, Ron?
Well, naturally, ideally, you should be having probably your emotional, you know, clearing and mental body, you know, and maybe even, well, maybe a pain clearing, you know, but those two for sure. I didn't want to put too many things in there because people normally, you know, may not be able to get on the call. But I would definitely say emotional and mental. And some people get involved with shackles from a witch or somebody doing things on them. So if you think you have a line of history with people doing that type of thing, then you may want to do either the dark side practitioner or the curses has to spell clearing. So, but that's kind of up to you. But sometimes you're under something like that, under somebody's spell, and you know you don't know what to do, but you're all numbed out. So anyway, that's sort of how I would approach that, and I think probably everybody would need to do, you know, the curse of sex to spell clearing. Back to you.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting, Ron, like so many different songs, if you listen to them, they mention different types of things like that. Oh, put a spell on you, or meaning that they fell in love with you, or they want you to fall in love with them, or whatnot. And now I do not find those songs incredibly entertaining. I find them rather scary, actually, and I'm like, I'm just going to go quick home and do that clearing because, yeah, it's not kind to, you know, think about someone to the point where you are trying to control them. So those are good clearings to have in your back pocket if you feel you need them. So that would be the Curses, Hexes, Spells clearing, and it really does a lot of good. Okay, Ron, we have a request for the sample pin release and specifically for the eyes.
Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll just see how you're feeling with that. I guess we'll find out if I need to continue with the pin clearing, you know, next, you know, the month after this one here. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you for that. That was very good. And by the way, Ron does constantly pin clearings if he feels that we need them on the weekly calls. So every night, basically, at about 7:30, if you get on those various calls, you will do those pin clearings. And also on the weekend calls, the Saturday and the Sunday calls. Okay, somebody wrote in, I felt the other night before bed like I had a rock in my chest heart center, like maybe some kind of mind energy got stuck in there, and it actually was very intense and it hurt. And they're asking him to do a clearing for this. So I don't know if the clearing that you did earlier helped, or Ron, if you feel that this might help again. So that would be for heart energy.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that works for everybody.
Okay. Somebody had asked me a couple days ago, Ron, they said, so when you do the mind-to-heart drop and you say, I command my spirit to drop my thoughts down into my heart center, and then you count, 1098-765-4321 a couple times. What, in your idea, is the benefit of the counting?
Okay, yeah, you have to command the energy. So the first thing is, how is it going to work? So you're commanding your spirit to do this. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit, and now that you got your spirit's attention, what do you want it to do? You want your spirit to drop the thoughts inside of your head into your heart center, where it's basically neutralized. And then the counting actually is what is happening, and you're commanding that energy to move down. If you didn't command it to go down, then it would not work properly. So that's the reason why you need to do that. You want to command your spirit to do it so that, you know, you're putting it to work. And then the next thing is you want to do the counting. And you can count less if you would like to. But what I tell people at first is, do it, counting from 10 to 1 as you feel the energy move down. And after a while, you can just do it maybe, 3, 2, 1 or something. But it's always good to do it at first for about a week, the longer way. And some people just like doing it anyway because they're used to it. Back to you.
Yeah. I like to make it quick, so I did the 3-2-1 now. So, okay. Now, somebody has asked for just a little bit of clarification because they're doing the timeline crashes, and they have done the regular timeline crash. They have done the upside down, and now they're doing the tangent timeline crashes. So that's three separate ways to do the timeline crashes, which are going to do three separate types of things for each issue. And then they are wondering, do we have to do tangent timeline crashes for every timeline crash that we've done? I think you answered that in the last show saying that we should. Is that right?
Yeah, if you have anything that they're dealing with on you where they're harming your body, then I would definitely say yes, do that. Remember, that's where they can take a leg off of you and give you a fake leg or take your toes off or something and put in, fabricated toes or whatever. This is what they do. And now they have the real part of you, up in a test tube or petri dish or something that they would have, we'll say. And they're messing around with it. And that's still connected to you. That's why it's very good to do that other type of clearing, the last one, which is the tangent ones. So I would say if you have a problem going on in your life, which is why you're doing timeline crashes to begin with, the first thing that you need to do is to figure out if you had a whole lifetime clearing with that issue. And you may not have it. Maybe it's just out of the blue, so you go, well, this just happened to me. And, I'm kind of surprised, and now you use a timeline crash, and maybe it's not going to go that deep with you. But if you do have issues, like lifetime issues, similar things, and I guess a similar thing would kind of mean like you have an arm problem. So maybe you've had an arm problem for your whole life. Maybe it's kind of in pain once in a while. Stuff happens, and you just don't know what to do, and you have this pain. Well, then that's a whole lot of time clearing. So if it's brand new to you, then a timeline crash, could help you. But if you have a history of something or your parents have a history of that, then and look at your relatives also, then by all means, that's what you want to do. You want to do a whole lifetime clearing to give yourself the most amount of help, because they're only coming in to harm you because you have problems with that situation. So that's how you have to look at it. And then do your timeline crash for each occurrence that you're having. But the whole lifetime one is very beneficial. If we have a clearing, that would be a whole lifetime clearing for that. So the timeline crashes are like a Band-Aid. So if you go into the clearing thinking that it's going to clear everything in your life, because you're doing a timeline crash, well, you have to get down to the root cause, the main problem. And your main problem is, a whole lifetime problem. That's how I would look at that. So back to you.
Okay, so it would help if you have a lot of emotional attachment to whatever timelines that you're on to do your emotional clearing first, and then do the timeline crashes, that would get rid of them, right?
Yeah, it'll help you out a lot, yes.
Okay. So then there's a second part of the question. It says, so then do we have to do 3 space-time crashes for each timeline crash? First for the regular, then the upside down, and then the tangent?
It would be best.
Can we do them all together in the same window, like regular, upside down, tangent, or do they have to be 3 separate windows?
Boy, you could do it. You could probably do it together, but I would first just try it one time because you don't know how your body's going to respond to it. If you're bringing energy back to you on the space-time crash, and the only way it's going to come back to you, your spirit energy, is because you already cleaned out a space for it. I'll do one right now. We'll just see if this is effective for you. It normally works, but it may not be 100% for you with this issue. But, you know, maybe only getting 1% of it back because you haven't done a whole lifetime clearing. So I'll just pick an issue of, let's just say, maybe tripping. Maybe throughout your life maybe once a month you trip. Don't know why you trip, but you trip. And it just happens, and maybe you fall down or something, hurt yourself or whatever, but you're tripping. So here we go. Let's do a space-time crash. What's a good year to do? I'll turn it over to you. So you got a year for me and a month.
A year?
We'll do your birthday. Your birthday. We'll do your birthday. And what year, how old are you for this clearing?
For each individual person to think about what they are?
Yeah. I just want to get I got a zero in that one time.
Okay.
So what's a good date or good date?
I would like October 1970. I think it's a fantastic year.
Okay. But I need to get a birth date. So what age, physical age, would be the person?
Let's say if they're 45.
Okay, 45 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So if you're not 45, then we'll do the age of 4. So here we go, age 45, releasing that energy of you tripping, so or an incident that you're dealing with. So we'll just do tripping. Here we go. So 1, releasing this from you, and you're coming back to yourself now. So it's a space-time crash where you bring the energy to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, okay. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for being absent-minded. Should that probably resonate with people? So let's do the age of 7. And we're going to bring you back here from the age of 7 by being absent-minded. Remember, when you get out on timelines, you don't always come back. And you could be floating there in space. We'll just see if that helps you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. That was very cool. All right. Thank you. We wanted some clarification on the entity clearing. It says, what do I select or write in the entity clearing box to clear a certain pain in the body?
Well, you'd want to put down where the pain is. So you have to specify where the pain is on your body. And then... That's what you're clearing, is where the pain is. So I hope that's helpful, because you have to specify where it is. You put down that you have pain in your body there, and then start the entity clearing. You're taking entities out of that location. Remember, that location is bringing them to you. And they could also go other places, but mainly you got to start someplace. Back to you.
Okay, so basically, if you're, let's say your hips hurt, and you're talking to other people, and they're saying, oh, man, my hips hurt too. Then you write down hips and let it run for several hours, and hopefully the pain will subside throughout that amount of time. So they're removing more and more entities. And in that way, once those entities are removed, they're gone forever. Isn't that right, Ron? So you're actually also helping other people that may have had that problem.
Yeah, the ones that get released are gone. So they're not going to come back to you. Can other ones come into you that haven't been released because they weren't inside of you or with you? Yeah, naturally that can happen too. But the ones that you're clearing are going to be released.
I wonder if there'll ever be a time when we've released so many that there's just none left.
Well, I do have people that have commented that they're feeling better and better the more clearings they're doing. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, what's going on. And, some people need more clearings than others. But once you start realizing that, yeah, this is a problem, then when you know that, then you need to just do more clearings. And so I think some people who have done lots of clearings and are taking it like their life depends on these clearings, because that's really what's happening, because you feel better and better and better each time. So once you understand that and you start doing more and more clearings to get rid of this stuff and you feel better, then all of a sudden, yeah, you're doing very good. So that's what I would say. The more you do, the better off you're going to feel. And, you know,
yeah.
you first need to do the emotional, then the mental. So that's the main thing there. And then, you know, whatever else, Curse of Sex and Spells is a good one, or Dark Side Practitioner, trauma, and, you know, people are in fear. In fact, what do we have coming up here? People who pay taxes, April 15th is coming. So what's that, a couple of weeks away, basically, so you might be in fear of that. That's, I'll do a clearing for that, if you're paying taxes. So here we go, releasing that energy, and this may help you. So, and remember, and then you're also maybe doing mind looping. So maybe do a mind loop clearing. Maybe you're not sleeping well. You keep having yourself recycling. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, dear. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. I need to get some water. Boy, somebody's choked up about this thing. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or maybe they feel like they have to upchuck or something. I don't know, but back to you.
Yeah, those taxes can be a heavy thing, so that would be something that maybe you would do an energetic cording release from as well, and mind looping, one, release from thinking about it, because, yeah, it can be a lot, wondering, you know, what's going to happen, will I get money, who knows, will I do it right? Okay, so, Ron, get yourself a glass of water. I'm going to read this here. It says, okay, they're wondering about this whole list that we have going for the shackle calls, all sorts of little sayings that you hear people say constantly, and it's a very inclusive list. Thank you so much to all of our listeners. They are sending in, you know, 1 word, 10 words, 100 words, and we're making a very inclusive list. So someone is wondering, how much time do we have to give to each one to clear them, and I don't know. Just what I did was I just copy and pasted like whole sections of them into the alien keyword at a time, and then I let that run for a while. But I didn't do each individually word. I don't know if that's necessary. Do you think that's necessary, Ron?
Just do whatever you can do. That's probably what I would say. You know,
okay.
The more you do, the better you're going to feel. So don't get upset or worried about something. Just do the clearing, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but we can do more than one word at a time, right? We can do several words at a time?
Well, that depends on your body, so I can't really speak to that too much. You know, everybody's
right.
Body. Now, some people, they don't feel any energy whatsoever. So they may say, yeah, I could do 10 of these things. Well, that could be good. But just remember, you know, you can't have your mind tell you what you want to do or what you can do. That's the first thing. But your mind may say, you can only do one of these. That's possible. Or may just say, do as many as you want. But how's your body going to respond to it? Because your body is not your mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So since your body's not your mind, then what's what, you know? How many can you do? Well, give it a try. Don't do too many. I remember some person a little ways back, you know, did a clearing or two, and they thought they could do many of them. And so by doing many of them, they got sick, and they couldn't go to work for 2 days. They're bedridden because the energy had to come back into their body. Is that the fault of the clearing? No. The clearing's working. But, you know, did you prepare for it? You know that, you know, you can have a situation like that where your body goes, you know, time to relax. I had all this crap, you know, for, you know, 57 years, and now I got a chance to get rid of it. So I'm just going to relax here and take some time off. Now your mind's going to say, oh, man, I got to go to work. Your body goes, oh, sorry. So back to you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to take a nap.
Yep.
It's really interesting because no matter where I am, I can tell if all of a sudden some of my healings that I have running are like expiring, because I will start yawning. And then when I get home, I'm like, oh yeah, a couple of them ended. So it's great. But I've been doing them for a while. And I know when I first started, it was a lot. It was like, it's almost as if I was used to being so ill, and then all of a sudden I found a way to get better, and it was like a shock to my body to actually feel better. So, yeah, they can affect you all in all sorts of different ways. So I'm thinking of all these different words that I can add to this, and I guess I need to go through the list to see if they're already on here, because this is a huge list, and we're getting so many different things, so many different words put on here, even three-letter agencies that we're all hooked up to and enslaved by. So there's a lot going on here, and it's really great. We have a lot of audience participation going on right now. Okay, so someone else is wondering about mind control. Can you please figure out what I have inside my head as far as mind control or devices and explain how I can clear this? I've used everything and a lot of ideas. So I assume they're talking about they've used different versions of the mind healings. Maybe we should just go over what we would suggest as far as creation lightship healings, because there's a lot of different mind type healings.
Well, we got a mind matrix clearing that takes you out of the mind matrix, how they're, you know, transmitting stuff to you. With the mind, you have orbs attached to your body. May not be with your mind, but they are going into cellular memory. So your body's full of cellular memory, so your cells have a memory of your life and everything else going on. So that's one way. You got mind looping, having the same thoughts over and over and over and over again. And, you know, we have the mental clearing, mental body clearing. We got the, I think we have some type of abduction mind clearing. So there's a lot of things with mind that you can go into, but, you know, if you haven't did or have done, we'll say, the mental clearing, then we have a mind, we have a bundle for mind energies, too, I think, out there. Mind mm-hmm. matrix. So that's another thing you could do, but you have to do that mental clearing. So if you're just listening to me and you start jotting all these things down, you know, this sounds good, that sounds good, you know, just do the mental clearing. Do the emotional first, mental clearing second. And, you know, then from there, keep working on yourself and maybe do the fear clearing. If you're in fear, you might have a feeling body that's corrupted. You may want to do that one. Fear and feeling kind of go hand in hand. But there's major bodies that you need to clear out. And some people are in pain. Other people could be in trauma. So, you know, life is not easy here. And how is life affecting you? And maybe jot that down and use that before you start going into the website and, you know, using your mind to try to figure out where you are, because your mind could be corrupted and you may be doing clearings that really are not going to help you that much because you're trying to get a solution, a remedy, we'll say, with the clearing that, you know, you think you need, but you haven't started with the main foundations on the website, that the basic clearings that what you need to have. Not that you would like to have them or want them, you need to have them. That's why we have recommended clearings. And there's quite a few there, unfortunately, because you start looking at them, yeah, this one here is needed, that one's needed, and, you know, you have the basic ones, probably basic five clearings that you need to do. And that's how I would look at it. So back to you.
Yeah. I really like all the bundles. They're really helpful, and a lot of them, you know, other people have maybe bought the separate clearings years before the bundles were made, but now there's so many bundle ones, it's good to buy those. And then if you want the unlimited versions of each of those, once you have bought them in the bundle, then you just pay $50 for unlimited usage of each of those. So that covers quite a few different healings. There's a mind bundle, there's an alien bundle, there's all different ones. And then you can add full life healings that are not in the bundles as well. So, Ron, when I typed in mind in the search on the website, a couple of them came up that I want to just ask about. There's one called the mind interference body clearing. What does that one do?
Mind interference. I believe that one is for somebody whose mind is kind of like, I think we got a mind type of ego clearing too, but it's sort of similar. So it's how your mind gets in the way of everything. I know that's not a very good explanation, but, you know, it's how you're being affected and how your mind is controlling you. You know, you're having, you know, repetitive thoughts, which could also be mind looping. Each one of these clearings, even though they kind of sound similar, will do a different thing, and they're different energetic bodies. That's kind of how I would approach it. You know, to get the basic ones and say, yeah, I'm still having a mind clearing. Is it mind looping? Am I thinking of the same thoughts? You know, are you dreading going to work on Mondays if you start work on Mondays? Is that a mind loop clearing? It could be. Maybe that could be it. Maybe your bosses are... co-workers are putting a spell on you every day to come in on Mondays. They don't want to see you. So that could be another clearing, you know, going into the versus sex of spells if you don't want to go to work on Mondays. There's a reason why you don't want to go to work. So it could be, and then how do you feel on Wednesdays, you know? And maybe you're waiting for Friday where you can, live for the weekend, you know. but basically, you have to look at what you're dealing with and how these are affecting you, but get the basic ones first, and don't jump into some clearing that you see in there that, you think this is what you have, because you may not, and if you're kind of confused about what's what, go in and you know, do the, I think it's maybe 6 weeks in length, and that's the, I forgot the name of the clearing, it's the self-empowerment clearing. So the self-empowerment clearing is there to help you get rid of stuff like a Band-Aid clearing. It's for somebody who says, Ron, you know, been trying to get a job for the last year, and it doesn't work to pan out for me. What can I do? So that clearing is one that may help you. So back to you.
Okay, great. I believe the one that you were referring to earlier was the mind to ego disconnection.
Right. Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's another one here called mind illusion. Let's see about that one.
Yeah, they're all a little similar, you know. Dealing with mind stuff, then you may want to just, if you're in your head a lot, then you may just want to go in there and start doing these clearings. Have to do the other one to see where you are. So back to you.
Yeah, actually, that mind illusion, it said, it was listed here, but nothing comes up. So maybe there isn't anything there. Something may have been planned, but probably there's other ones that a person could do anyway. So maybe it's not necessarily needed. Okay, great. So we're going to be putting the list together of the words and sending those out to people. I don't believe it's completed yet. And I know that, Ron, you have not sent out the codes to people, even though they may have donated and sent you an email. So just be patient with that, everyone. Ron sends them out all at once he gets everyone's payment. It just makes it easier.
Yeah, it'll be on Friday's when I'll be sending them out.
Okay.
And also on Saturday before, if you happen to get in late or something.
Okay. So the way to make it easier for everyone, though, is if you could take care of that before Friday, and then Ron can do as much as he can possibly do all at once. And, okay, gosh, we have just a few more minutes. Ron, what do you think the audience needs right now? What would you like to let us know?
Let's do a clearing that's free on the website, and it's for the oxygen. So we're going to do a clearing for the getting rid of the alien oxygen codes that are in the oxygen that are going to help harm you. So here we go. Alien oxygen clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Wow, okay, there we go. So, everybody, let's do the mind of heart drop. And here we go, taking your thoughts inside of your head, and we're going to command your spirit to do this for you. You're going to drop them into your heart center. You're going to be at peace. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie dokie. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Michelle. And we'll see you later, everyone. Blessings.